Oh, is this a magic trick?
Oh, it's not. It's nothing.
It's
did you see that?
It's stupid anyways.
You wouldn't understand.
All right. So somebody's been watching Stranger Things.
No.
Oh, okay.
What is your best magic trick? Do you like have like a go-to one?
I used to have a lot of card tricks.
You forgot them?
I completely forgot them. Yeah. I used to do the one where like pick a card and you would do all these things in the middle. And then I would take the deck and I would tap it and the card would pop up.
Whoa.
Oh,
that's a good
one. Yeah. I used to know that one so well.
You could do it with any deck of cards or was it a trick deck?
No, any deck.
If you put three shots in front of me, three shots of tequila, uh-huh. I can make him disappear in less than 5 seconds.
No.
That's my favorite trick. No, I actually don't drink anymore. I stopped. I've been sober for now.
You're such a liar.
I've been sober for quite some time now. I don't drink anymore for the podcast. Remember, I used to like.
You took how many shots yesterday before the episode?
I took one shot and we were smoking. I needed like something to level myself out. But on a regular episode, no, I haven't drank anything in the past. Like,
feels good doing an episode sober.
Yeah. I think so.
Feel clear.
But I'm a little more stiff when I'm sober, like on the podcast. When I have a little alcohol in me, I'm a little more like, you know, looser. I like can talk more. That's just the problem that I have. You know what I'm saying? Anybody in fear today? Like anybody like feel scared about like
impending
something?
Doom?
Yes.
I had impending doom this morning.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I feel like the world is like just crashing onto me.
You think so? I guess I know what you mean.
Yeah, I think that is the worst feeling in the world.
Like helpless.
Just that impending doom feeling where it's like, I can't even explain it, but you feel like everything is about to like completely crumble. Like you're almost like about to die.
Yeah, me and Mariah deal with that every day.
Yeah, I'm like, this is just today.
Are we recording right now?
We're rolling on everything, right?
Oh, we've been rolling though, right?
What did you find out on your phone that was like a big deal? You were like, I want to wait for the episode.
Oh, okay. So literally 5 minutes before we started the podcast, Mariah and Heath saw a blimp outside, and that's very rare.
We did. The rumors were true.
Especially, and it
wasn't a Goodyear blimp. It was a Shark Week blimp.
And it was like shaped like a shark. It was actually really sick.
It looked sick.
Like, coolest blimp I've seen, yeah. But it's very rare. There's only like 6 in the world, you said?
I looked it up. I think there's like 23.
That's still nothing. Like, if you see one, that's like, oh, that's 1 out of 23. That's still pretty rare. And I was wondering why it was, well, first off, why is it so rare? Like, why don't they make them anymore?
Well, I think after the Hindenburg, like.
What is
Hindenburg
that?
Was the big disaster where a blimp like blew up in like the 40s or whatever at like a world fair.
Oh, but that was in the 40s though.
Correct, but they realized
there's just
it was
like no point for them. It's not a there means isn't, of there's transportation. Really no point for them. It's just.
And I'll tell you the main reason why there's no fucking point in them. So I decided, oh, I wonder how much it costs to make a blimp. I didn't think it cost that much, maybe like $1 million or something. It cost $20 million to make Goodyear blimp. One Goodyear blimp cost $20 million.
Imagine the pressure of that pilot.
Well, I mean, think about an aircraft. An aircraft costs fucking
$300 million. It's so rare. Like if you're a... And there's no way of like landing it. If you get a leak or it pops, like it just falls.
Yeah. And you know what? I think those blimps are, they know it's almost time because they're not making anymore. So they're just like, oh, if this goes down, this goes down.
I think they're more practical than the planes that have the banner because you can never read those.
Yeah.
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 For advertisement purposes. Yeah. How many people can you fit on a blimp? Like, I think you could, like, is everyone standing?
I think the Goodyear ones, I think it's a pretty big, like, body where you can like fit like maybe 30 people.
It's probably like a hot air balloon. I thought hot air balloons were like 3 people, but they're
massive. Like the bucket is huge.
Yeah, I saw a video. Huge. I couldn't believe how many people you could fit in that thing.
I think we had 10 people when we went on, right?
Yeah. Am I crazy or did they used to film? I have this vision of the football announcers doing the reporting
from a blimp.
Is that a thing? I feel like I remember that too.
And then my entire life, I always thought they were up watching the game in the blimp reporting down.
I picture
is that
the
real?
Box that they sit in to be like a box from a stadium. You know, when you buy a box out, I picture that. And there's like food and drinks and there's reporters.
I think
and
that
it's
must
like
have
one
been
big window.
A video game or something. Or they always show like a blimp as they're announcing and you think they're up in there.
I don't know.
Like, I think visually the sound of everything, right. You think they're up
you
there.
Know how long, it took me a long time to figure out that all that shit was green screen. Every time they would report the news somewhere and like you saw the background, I thought that they were up high in like a studio where you could just see the top of this. You know how they would have like a backdrop?
Yeah,
like
cityscape.
I always thought it was real until like maybe when I was 18, I was like, oh shit, that's green screen. But it took me a while to
I still can't believe
that.
The damn line of scrimmage or how they are able to get like a yellow line.
And you could run over it and then it goes underneath.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it. I still don't understand.
I thought that shit was real when I was...
Like, how are they moving that around?
I thought they're just painting that shit fucking yellow and red every second. Still to this day, I don't know. Like, how do they do that?
And I can't believe they still have the people that are like on the chain gang that are marking it. And then the other guy has the chain that runs and then it's exactly 10 yards.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
They still have to do that.
Wow.
It seems like a job we could easily replace with the lines that automatically pop up.
I'm pretty sure I went to a game with my parents and I asked that exact question. It's like, where's the color lines? And they're like, sweetie, that's
all just television. So interesting. Anyways, all right, let's start this off.
Woo!
Woo!
It's Comic Talk, baby! Yeah!
Bye.
Hey. Ooh. Wow, that one felt good.
It did. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we're Unfiltered. That's nice. Right.
Wow, that was
we are clean. We off to never a good start.
I'm feeling it. Who really are we?
Hope you guys are having a wonderful Monday / Tuesday.
All right. Good start gone. Okay, so I've been dying for this episode because I need to hear what's going on. Apparently, there's some sort of bet or some stakes between David and Corinna.
Yes.
And a car is involved.
Yes. We were supposed to talk about this a few episodes ago. Okay. So Corinna came over the other day to David's and I asked, hey, Corinna, because she's very open with her money and how much she makes. And I asked her, hey, can I please like see your OnlyFans
statements?
Like, I'm just like so curious because like, you know, that's something I'll never see and I'll never do OnlyFans. So like, but I just wanted to see and I knew she was open. So she showed me it and this girl makes... Her low months are like $600K a month. It's fucking bananas. And she just gets like tips on top of it. There's all these like little rewards and
bonuses
on there that she gets from all these people that subscribe to her. So she makes good money. And then David out of nowhere was just like, if we're able to get you to a million or 1.2 like this month, will you buy me a Ferrari? And they shook on it.
So what is
it? So
like
what?
The
so
new
he's
one.
He's going to promote
it. It's like the new one. Like the crazy one. I don't know cars.
How much
but
is, so how much is
David
it?
Telling his fans to go like subscribe to Corinna's?
I mean, he's not doing anything. He's just telling people
saying,
that she, I mean, there's no like.
Or is he like, you better show some good boobies like this week?
He's just saying he's going to help promote it to see if he can get it to double.
I mean, it's nothing weird. Corinna's already doing this and she thought like the bet was really funny. So she wants to do it and see if they can get to
what kind of Ferrari? Like I think a brand
it's like
new
the,
one.
It's like I think the fucking, he wants the SF 90.
Is that one he shared on his Instagram? Like that he was test driving.
Well, he rented that one the other day, but it's not that one. The car that he's looking at is like 500,000-600,000.
It looks like a Corvette.
I know this is the one he really wants.
Oh, so yeah, then it's that then.
Matt, you get the fuck out of here.
That looks just like the new Corvette. I'm sorry.
I think I'm allowed to say this, but she is right now on track to make 1.2
really?
This month. Yeah.
Oh my God.
We're only halfway through.
Is the bet like out? Like, is he saying like, guys, go?
No, the
subscribe.
Bet is out. The bet is out. He like put it on Snapchat or something.
Oh, so he like explained if this gets.
Yeah, and Corinna, I think she took the bet not thinking she would reach it,
right.
But she and you know it's not like David's like promoting.
But
it
it's
every
also
day.
Bonus
it's just,
money that she wasn't making before. So if it does, exactly. It's
what if
like,
she's been lying though the whole time? Like she's like, you're like, can I see the account? She goes, yeah. Hold on. Like she's like photoshopping real quick, like
adding
there it is.
Zeros.
No,
and now she's like,
no, it's real. It's
no,
real.
I know.
It's crazy, but I just can't believe how far she's come.
I know.
You know, all these years started out Hooters, and now
they grow up so fast.
Back to Hooters.
I was gonna say
back to Hooters, but
high scale.
Yeah.
Hooters.
It's crazy how like much these people are making on this site.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's insane. And I honestly feel bad for the people. I'm trying to refer from the word because I don't want to say too much, but the adult entertainers on these sites that are like doing it for very little money and it's like public, then you're seeing these people on OnlyFans that are just like making millions.
That's the game though. That's the game.
And they're by themselves. They're not even doing anything with anybody. They're just by themselves. I was thinking about doing it. My mom wants to do it.
What?
My mom wants to say crazy.
Yeah, she told Zane she wants to.
She told all her friends, she's like, I'm gonna do it, honey. I was like, baby, you do you.
I was like, imagine Zane trying to help her like get started.
No.
Hey guys, my mom made a OnlyFans. You do the bet with her.
Yeah.
Mom, if you get.
Yeah, I know. But OnlyFans actually, they actually would rather people not post like sexual things on their platform. They just want like.
I think that's good PR.
You think that's PR?
Yeah. You know, we really recommend not
just
posting
to, just
that
to cover their own.
But isn't the logo like a heart with like a lock on it? Like, isn't it something like that? Like the logo OnlyFans already looks like you're about to like access some dark side of the internet.
Yeah, that's true.
Is Ashley Madison still around? Or we talked about that.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
I was at the horse race one time and I looked to the guy you know next what? To the me Ashley in a urinal Madison and he case? was on his phone. He was on Ashley Madison at the horse race. I was like, what are you doing?
Oh my God. You know what my favorite thing is? The old people getting busted at sporting events, like at a football game or a baseball game.
Oh, for what?
And somebody is recording their phone from behind. And there it's I've seen so many of them. It's like an old guy and
I
the text
screw
is super
you
big
so good.
I sent that to somebody
aggressive texting like
so
somebody
good.
And they're like the grandkid is sitting next to them or like they're it's
oh my
it is
goodness.
And they'll
insane.
Have that font at like 86 point font.
It's,
like,
it's bigger than Mariah's font.
Mine's pretty big.
Yeah.
Yours is big. Why? You can't see?
I don't know.
I think she likes it.
You don't even wear glasses though, do you?
I have contacts.
Oh, you have contacts. All right.
So I do wear
glasses. You're like a secret agent blind bet.
I also can't read the banner on them. Maybe I just can't see.
Yeah.
Do you ever, when you're on airplanes, do you ever like look at people's phones and just see like, what are they texting?
I don't care enough.
I kind of creep sometimes where I'm like, I just can't help my eyes looking at other people's screens, seeing what they're doing.
If I see somebody on it, I look just to see. I don't like stick on it and like get nosy. But if they're like scrolling through Instagram, I like to see if I follow the same people or like I'll look over. Somebody was actually watching TikToks of one of our friends a couple seats ahead and they were like going through his page.
Wait,
and I was just like,
which one?
It was Brett, right?
Yeah. Brett Robinson.
Oh, really?
She was on his page just going through it.
Hey,
and I was
you
like,
know
that's
what I would have
so
done?
Funny.
You know what I would have done? I would have FaceTimed Brett and give her a phone.
Oh my God.
Well,
I cannot
believe we said that, but it happened so fast because we were getting up and walking out.
Got it.
Oh.
Yeah.
But then also she would have been like, why the fuck are you looking at me?
Like,
phone?
She just randomly just doesn't know
but
who
it
is,
would have been worth it. Imagine the story, her like telling that story. Like, you're not going to believe it.
I'd
this
be so
no
embarrassed,
sense.
Though. If
No, I mean, she's on the like, if you were doing something like that on the plane, like, you're around people, I'm sure she wasn't embarrassed. How old was she?
Probably like
20 something.
25.
Oh, she's probably watching him because he's good looking to her. So, you know. Not that bad.
You know what I get really insecure about when I'm on a plane or in a public place? Looking through Zillow. I don't know why, because I feel like people are like,
oh
this
he's
guy
looking
is,
at that
this
house.
Guy's looking at houses on the go. Like, he, you know, I don't want to be.
Yeah, that's not bad. I don't
no, it's just kind
all.
Of like, okay, what are you going to buy a house right now? Right. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
I will.
It's a kind of a weird thing to be like busted watching Zillow. Uh-huh. I don't, you know?
By the way, we found out today that the market, no good. Do not buy if you live in LA.
Yeah.
If
hold
anybody
off.
Cares.
I think it's going to.
We are not a financial advice podcast.
Well, that's why I said I was just told by somebody.
Yeah.
I heard that by someone who's been doing real estate for 24 years.
Well, I'm kind of relieved because I don't own a property. So I'm like, let it go down so it's on sale when I want to buy.
Yeah, it's crazy. We found this. I'm not guessing we're going to put it up. We never put shit up. But we found this property. Who found it? The one in Burbank? Shithole. For $2.5 million.
Yeah. It's insane.
Tear down
and it
though,
wasn't
probably?
Just no, it wasn't a land. It was just with a house with it. Like you're buying the property.
When you buy it, somebody's gonna have to demolish it, but you're not paying for like acres. It's just a normal size yard.
It's a 10,000 square
it's
foot lot.
Just this freaking city.
You know what I have a guilty pleasure of? My friends who are real estate agents, like ones who are like back in Texas and like Austin and stuff. I'm always like, they're like, I just sold this house. And I'm like Googling like commission. Like I'm like calculating. I'm like, well, how much money did they make off that sale? Which is like interesting and weird. Like
Matt, you know what's interesting? I found it interesting that you you don't like hearing what other people make, but then you'll do something like that.
Oh yeah, so sure, yeah.
It's one thing to like do the research and try to like, you know, crunch the numbers and figure it out than like hearing somebody
Well, because that's their job. Like that's their actual like steady job. For us in like the entertainment world, everybody's making all different types of stuff. And for other people, it's up and it's down. And I don't like counting like influencer or creators money, but people who are like are working a job and they just got promoted to this position, I'm going on Glassdoor and I'm looking up that
average
salary
income.
Wait, what's Glassdoor?
It's where you can like look up the company and the job position in the salary, and it gives like a general guesstimate of how much that person is getting paid.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so I don't know, I'm a little nosy when it comes to that, but
okay, that makes sense.
Oh, I had the coolest night like 2 nights ago.
What'd you do?
So I got invited from Tag Heuer to go to this like little dinner setup arrangement thing. And I was like, oh, that sounds really cool. Like, I'm definitely down. So I show up. I had no idea really what it was going to be. They just said like, it's a dinner, and it was for the Gray Man movie coming out. And that has Ryan Gosling in it.
Yes.
So Ryan is basically the face of Tag Heuer now. And
I thought somebody else was the face of Tag Heuer.
They just got Jacob Elordi too.
Oh, so he's...
They're both like the two
got it. Okay. People.
Must be nice.
But we walk into this house, and as soon as I walk through the front door, I see Ryan Gosling standing there. And I literally went like this.
Oh!
And I just walked straight to the back. I was like, oh my God.
Like a gulp and like an eye roll, yeah. But like out of just disbelief.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe... I just didn't expect him to be there. So I walk around the back, and then I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh my God. And then I rounded the corner and I saw him again. You know how celebrities, you I don't know if it's something that we tell ourselves, but it's like, oh, they don't look that good in person. It's the movies, it's makeup, it's this, it's whatever. This guy was better looking in person than in movies. Absolutely blown away.
It's not even photogenic. It's just good at every angle you look at him.
Yeah, and you can tell he's going to be young forever.
He
doesn't even look like he has work done on his face.
He's so cool. Like, he is that charming, cool, just smooth dude.
Were you at a resident? You were at like someone's house. Yeah. Oh, and he's just walking around.
And it was like a dinner. Chatty? Yeah, he was talking. But it was like a dinner, and there was like 30 of us.
Do you think you could have had a moment with him though? Like, gotten up and talked to him?
He was
at the dinner?
Yes.
Oh,
literally sitting like a couple chairs away.
Oh,
like,
I thought you were talking about the premiere.
No, so the premiere was the next day, and we saw
him
again.
Got it.
Was literally sitting there, and he's just like eating, and I couldn't stop looking at him. It was the weirdest thing.
That's the worst, is like when you do see someone, you're like, like you can't take your eyes off of it.
Yeah, and just like,
you're probably watching out everything you did, the way you're sitting, the way you're eating.
I started eating like him. I'm watching.
I would do the same thing.
But yeah, it was absolutely insane. I've never felt like that way around a celebrity before.
Starstruck.
And then we saw him again the next night at the Gray Man premiere. And
you should have just walked in and been like, hey, from dinner.
Same exact feeling. Hey, good to see you again. What?
I bet he would come on unfiltered.
Oh God.
I was like, finish that sentence quick.
And the Russo brothers were at the dinner next to me.
Oh, the Russo brothers who directed
the movie.
Yes.
I don't even know what they look like, the Russo brothers. But I know they did the Avengers and all that
Endgame,
shit.
Endgame, Infinity War.
The Russo brothers.
That's them. Gosh, those guys, you can tell those guys make movies. Oh, they seal deals. Yes. Those guys are on the phone all the time making
Matt,
shit
happen.
Oh,
kind of looks like you on the left.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh. I'll take it.
Insane, though.
They are killing it.
Starstruck.
And how was the movie the next time?
So I didn't get to finish it. We got through maybe like half of it because we had to come back here to do the high episode. Oh. So I'm really bummed I didn't get to finish it. But like, the whole beginning was amazing.
Yeah.
So and I'm really
Chris
excited.
Chris Evans was there.
Chris Evans was at the premiere too.
Yeah. So we saw them on the carpet. Obviously, there was like this pre-party on the carpet. So everyone's eating and drinking. And then we all went inside and... we had perfect seats for like an exit. We were in the back left corner, like in that first section. And we were by like right next to stairs.
Uh-huh.
And the cast, when they were being introduced, were waiting on the steps. So Chris Evans was like leaning against the bar that I was leaning against. And I was just like.
You're like, should I go up to him? Should I say hi? Should I give him my number?
I just looked at Heath. I was like, please don't pull out your phone. Don't film. Nobody take pictures. Please. I just want No, it was cool. But yeah, he's right. Like Ryan Gosling in person
doesn't make sense.
He doesn't even have to open his mouth. He's just so charming. Like all the characters that he plays, like that's who he is.
It really is him.
And he's very, I mean, we didn't talk to him, but he's very nice to everybody. Like he was really just like a nice, normal guy. It was so strange that they were right there.
Do you know who Fran Drescher is? Who played the nanny? Remember that sitcom, The Nanny?
The curly hair.
Curly big hair. Like, this isn't even that cool if you don't even know who she is. But when Patricia and I, we got invited to go see Moulin Rouge, the Broadway musical. It's now in LA.
Yeah.
And we got to go to like a little cocktail happy hour event before. And I was there and I saw this older lady and I go, that woman kind of looks like Fran Drescher. And like Patricia's like, the nanny lady? I'm like, yeah. Anyways, we go to the event. We go to the red carpet. You know, red carpet, you have to like go up. They go, what's your name? They look you up. Yeah. They have a headshot and they like got to do it. I'm like right there in line and Fran Drescher comes right up to me. She like grabs my arm and she's like, how are you? And I'm like, great. What? How are you? It's so good to see you. She's like, I'm doing just fine. And then she goes like right before me and Patricia and I look at each other and Patricia's like, you know the nanny? And I'm like, no, not at all. I don't know if she thought I was some other celebrity or if she was just being really nice.
I think she was skipping you. I think I think because you're in the front of the line, you're next. So she was being
but
nice.
But the way, if you were there and the way she talked to me, it was like we had known each other for years kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share this because Patricia and I were like, I don't think I've never met Fran Drescher. And she thinks I was somebody else. Like, I don't know.
She's iconic.
Maybe she thought I was Ryan Gosling.
You never know. Ryan Gosling. You never know.
Heath and I skip the red carpets because we're.
Oh, I hate red carpets.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
No,
and even when it comes down to it, that picture comes out. I'm like, nope, it's the worst.
No.
We don't know how to pose together.
Yeah. So Heath is like, how should we pose? I'm like, do we have to? And some guy was like, you don't have to. You can go down there. And we're like, skip. I'm not going. Absolutely not.
It's too much pressure.
If they tell us we don't have to, we're not doing it.
And I don't want to do an interview with somebody who does not even know who I am. And they're like, so Matt King, were you excited about Moulin Rouge? And like, you have to act like you're this important person. You're like,
it's not my night.
You know who was soaking up the carpet? And everyone's like, get off the stage.
Move it along.
The Selling Sunset brothers.
Whole course. Still Oppenheim.
Whole course. It's so funny. They walked back and forth like 50 times. Yeah,
they're everywhere,
huh? They were
on
there for like an hour. It was
so funny.
You know, that would have been us back in the Vine days. Back and forth, just waiting.
Really?
The photo op. I think they want other celebrities to recognize them, too. Yeah. Because that's their clientele.
I remember we walked in one of those places. I don't know if I talked about it or not, but all of us and David, we walked into the Oppenheim group. And that's Selling Sunset, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And were just really mean. They were really mean to us.
Oppenheim?
I was thinking of Oppenheimer. Like the
guy. I think it is.
No,
who made
right,
the Oppenheim. Atom bomb.
Oh.
Josh Peck's
different
movie,
family.
Oppenheimer. The guy who invented the atom bomb?
No.
I'm the creator
is
of
it,
the
Is it
evil.
A new movie?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I
okay,
you
know, anyways,
I
was
that,
like,
I
are they related
yet.
To the Oppenheimer?
No, I think it's just their last name
the
or
smoke
whoever.
Keeps coming
oh,
out of
I'm
your
sorry,
mouth.
Can like, you see it?
Yeah, the whole time.
Oh, I'm bad.
I don't know if you
He's on
stop.
Fire.
Sorry, because
Just spitting facts, just straight heat.
Okay.
Straight heat.
Yeah, I thought it was Oppenheimer, like the father of the atom bomb.
Go ahead, though. You were saying you walked into the office.
Oh,
they were just
there.
Nasty. Really? I don't even think we were filming, but David had the camera in his hand. He wasn't filming at all. And we walked up to the guy and why are you laughing?
It's just funny. It's just funny.
I think he just says, hey, blah, blah, blah. I think he asked either if somebody was there or not. And he was just, I think he saw the camera and just immediately got really nasty because he thought we were going to film in there, but we weren't going to film in there. But he was just nasty. Sorry. That's the fucking story. They were very nasty to us when we walked in.
That's all I hear. I'm sorry. Yeah. I do love the show, though. I'm guilty.
They're businessmen.
Watching it.
They are.
I feel like once you get to that point, you don't even need to sell houses. Like, that's
they're
crazy.
Entertainers
you,
at this point.
You went and looked at a house in Christine Bentley was showing.
That was, hold on. Who was looking? That was your house.
It was one that I was looking at. Yeah. But that was a while ago now.
She forgot.
Yeah. She pulled up in the Lambo with blood splatter all down the side.
It was like decal, but it did not look good.
I was
all.
Just like, oh God. Like even if you aren't, you know what I mean? Like
it's probably not even her car. Like I feel like people like that, they're just given cars to drive around for like a month or a week
probably.
With a weird decal on it. Cause yeah. It's like already like a moving ad.
And if you never heard the story, she had them waiting for 2 hours. She was late. And then she finally showed up and she forgot the key. And they were like, forget it. Like,
all right.
We didn't even get to see the inside, did we?
No.
I think we went to Saddle Ranch after
that.
Because it was right
down
the street.
We went to brunch at Saddle Ranch, right? That's funny.
Oh, that was a good old.
Oh my God. And then that's the day it turned into like an all day affair, right?
Yeah.
And we ended up staying there.
Yeah.
Because we were so disappointed we couldn't see.
No, was that the one where we just invited everybody?
Yeah. And literally like 70 people showed up and it was just
crazy. Cause so I posted a close friend story.
Oh,
and
I like, remember that.
Who
day.
Wants to go to, who wants to meet us at Saddle? Did not think anything of it. I just thought it was a funny joke. Cause I thought like at least 3 friends would show up and I wanted to get it after. Bro, we filled up that entire Saddle Ranch.
And we kept close friendsing people walking in and we were like, hey, and
every
then everybody
person coming
kept
in.
Seeing that,
Tyler
so they,
Cameron was there with us. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sauce.
But
yeah,
it was funny just capturing every, like, so people were watching like, just people coming through, and that I think that just made people want to come through because it was working.
Funny. And this was in the middle of the day.
Middle of the day.
That's funny.
It was a good day.
That was really fun. We all got the road. What's the term throwed mean?
This is my first time hearing it.
It's a Florida thing.
When was the last time you were throwed? You were gone.
I remember it.
It had to be with Heath.
It was.
What does that mean?
It was at David's old house, and you kept doing handstands, backflips, cartwheels.
That wasn't the last
by
time.
By the pool table.
That was the last time?
Yeah.
I remember that night.
Yeah. If I'm tumbling, I'm gone. when the drink starts tasting like I used to tumble.
I remember.
You were fun back then. Not more.
Because I remember Zane, you looked at me, you're like, yo, she is on one.
I was like, I like this Mariah. She's good. She's fun.
I love the move where you do with the other person where they just catch your foot and then you push
that
them
one.
Off.
Yeah. I truly believe chicks. Anybody can do that. Truly. It's very simple.
Like in a pool, like when you like toss them.
You put your foot into Heath's hand and then you flip.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that does seem easy. Let's do that.
We should try it right. Scoot the down.
If we devoted like a whole month to learning how to do a backflip, like we go to the gym every day.
I think she could easily teach us how to do a backflip in a month.
It would just be nice. Something under your belt that you could just do.
But it's that moment. It's that moment where you have to flip. It's this adrenaline rush where you're just like, God, I got to do it.
If you fuck up, you are done. Yeah. Like hospital, months of recovery. Not good. Wait, Mariah, can you teach the three of us how to backflip for the next
in
month?
Secret.
And then in secret, and then one day at a party?
Actually,
one, yeah. Two, three.
But Zane's would be perfect. If he was drunk and he already learned how to do it, I think his muscle memory would kick in and he would just...
Matt, so tall. I have a lot of legs.
Yeah. I think Matt would be. But you know me.
I can do like a little round off. I'm good on my hand.
What about the hand one where you go on your hand and then back handspring? Do a back handspring.
That's harder.
That's hard.
How is that harder?
You gotta be
because you have to land
flexible.
And like.
Ooh, my elbow can do that.
Like my brothers can't do a back handspring, but they can backflip.
Back tuck.
The way you practice how to backflip is like doing the arm thing behind them, right? Like
spot
doing
spot them.
Spot them.
I don't get how people do like aerials and stuff. That's like hard. When they're, you know, like cheerleaders, they're like round off back handspring, and then they'll do like this spinning
the twist.
What?
How, like, after 10 of those that you're not dizzy already, where you can do a full fucking aerial like that? Nuts.
It's called a full.
Full.
They're learning.
Right, you're lucky in the camera.
They're learning. you said aerial, and an aerial is a cartwheel without hands.
Okay, yes. Well, what, full twisting layout, or what do you call it?
Did you see the guy going down the sands, like, hill?
Oh, doing backflips?
But it's, like, literally hits, like, 70 really in a row, and it just keeps going. I don't understand.
Humans are
that
freaks.
That I can do.
Going downhill?
I used to try to practice beat the world record for back handsprings, because I remember. Keep going.
Wait, let's try to beat it.
I just don't have the space.
What do you mean the space?
We need a runway. Field.
Let's go to a football field.
We need the fast and the furious runway.
Yeah.
I bet there's a gym where it's the longest trampoline like thing you can do.
No. You need a football field.
Okay.
Like I think I did 16. That's my record.
What's the record?
I think it's like, 80. Back then it was like 20 something, but now I have no idea.
Jordan, look up the record.
80, 100. Like, you're telling me that like a gymnast from
I bet
like
it's like 50.
China, like some girl on like the Chinese gymnast team can't do 80. And I'm just saying it because they have an amazing gymnastics team.
We get them out.
Doing 80 in a row, no problem.
I bet it's 50 something.
World record for hamstrings?
Back hamstrings.
Oh, it's 36? That's it?
Oh.
That's not bad at all.
Most consecutive back handsprings.
From Zama Mofokeng in South Africa.
Bubba, let's break this world record.
I think you got it.
Imagine that, and we'll put a plaque behind you, just your Guinness plaque.
Yeah.
He beat it by two. He did two more. So it was 34.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Recently.
It's a guy. I think a girl would be able to top that.
Whoa. Dude, she's almost gliding over that.
She's like in the same.
She don't need no football field.
This is the female world record.
She can undercut.
Wow.
Look at that lady just.
If I did undercutting, my shoulders would rip.
Wait, that's insane. She already beat the world record.
This is a girl. Wait, is it different for a child?
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Stop. Like, make it stop.
Make it stop. Who's driving this place?
Well, she has to get exhausted at some point. When is she going to give up?
I think when the timer goes out. That's definitely more than 36. That's it.
Oh, she's. Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, she's trying to do as many as she can in a minute.
Damn.
Well, Ty Howla.
We don't know.
That is crazy.
75. What did I say? A little girl from China can probably do 80 backswings.
Mariah, so that's 36. That's 75. That's So I guess,
I don't know. I don't know if there's different rules.
Yeah. Interesting.
Like they're in a, maybe it's for like a confined space because the original world record was on a field.
Got
so
it.
So maybe there's like consecutive in, like in place.
Yeah.
It's called undercutting. You go in place. Right,
throw an event. The Amato Foundation.
Oh God.
Wow.
For anyway. Every flip we do, we donate.
Have you heard about not astral projection? Remote viewing.
Didn't we just talk about remote viewing?
I was talking about it with you on the couch where I was watching those videos of those kids who are blindfolded and the mom has like cards with like, I don't know, a monkey, an apple.
Oh yeah. Have you seen those like videos?
And the kids know exactly what's on the card because they can like see it in their mind.
Yeah, I don't buy that shit.
I don't buy it either because the way they're like flicking it and shit, like every time they pick out a card, they flick it in a certain way and I feel like the kids are able to-
It's like that code speaking, yeah, whatever
the two
is.
Girls.
Like, oh, ready? Like,
listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that like twin that. Telepathy type shit.
I've watched so many videos of it and it seems like these kids are getting it right. It looks like it's out of Stranger Things, man.
I think the coolest thing that we can do is echolocate. Like blind people who can do that and then...
Oh yeah, that is cool.
That's about as far as we've talked about this. Blind people who can like ride a bike or walk around and they know exactly where they are. And they can hear the echo back off of an object and like be able to...
See what's around you.
Yeah, that's insane. But yeah, I buy bullshit on that whole thing. Maybe it's true, but like then just I'm like, videos?
What is this? Who is this mom then who has all these kids around and they're like... astral project or like remote viewing.
And all the kids are like that?
Dude, there's like a whole group. She has an academy that you can like buy.
What is this, the Umbrella Academy? Fucking X-Men reunion? There's no way.
It weirds me out though. I'm like, if this is bullshit, then why is she making these kids do this bullshit activity all day?
Yeah.
People do crazy
like go make
things.
Them go play outside and like that's, what is that?
Lift a car with your mind then. What are you doing sitting here learning what's behind this card?
But why do you need to learn that? Why do you need that?
To be able to see without seeing.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be pretty awesome if you could, but there's no way.
You could play blackjack, be a wizard at it. You know exactly what the card is.
Exactly.
So put them in the casino. Get them in the casino. Exactly. Make mama some money.
No, that's the thing. That's get like, out there, it's literally honey. For someone to be like that, it would be so dangerous.
It's a superpower.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, I don't believe it. But I keep Googling it, and there's not like anybody who's like, this is how it's bullshit and how they're faking it. No one's able to say how they're faking it.
I don't know. They got us pretty good with that twin shit.
I know. We bought that so hard.
How embarrassing, huh? And everybody watching at that show,
yeah.
You know there had to be at least fucking 40 people in those seats that knew solid exactly trick. What was going on. And we were all freaking out.
I'm glad I wasn't at that show because I would have busted them right on the spot.
Hold on. Would you have like right on stage?
I don't know. No. I guess I would. No, I probably wouldn't have. Like when you're just... You're snapping to the syllables and the last letter of the word you're saying is the first consonant.
Or you say the person before the other girl says it. The Rock.
They're like,
okay, people have no idea what we're talking about.
Oh, shit, yeah. Sorry, okay,
I don't mean to interrupt.
No. We've also talked about them quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I was, during the high episode last night, I was kind of in my own world and I was like kind of tripping out. And I took a little break and I went to go to the bathroom. And I was just sitting there. I went pee or whatever, and then I guess I stood up too quick, and I put it away too quick, and I was buttoning my pants, and I saw I had like a big spot on my green pair of pants, so it was like easily like noticeable, and I was freaking out, and I stood in the mirror and I looked at myself for like 10 minutes, and I was it was me trying to figure out how to get back in the room without people seeing it, and I was. I don't know why it was so tough for me to figure out what to do. I just
Did you make in your pants?
No, I just put it away too quick.
Oh, got it.
Was you know
it,
what I mean?
It wasn't fully empty.
Yeah.
And I stood there and I was having the biggest panic attack because I didn't know how to get back in the room and get back in the seat without like...
people noticing?
Yeah.
So did you change your pants?
I spun them to the side. And like tried to like
hide it.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? That'd have been the last thing if we were sober, we would have caught it. But I feel like none of us would have caught it.
I know,
that
but
it
was
all...
the biggest thing in the world to me when I was like standing in that bathroom. That's, I just had to share.
At least you're in the comfort of your own home and not like at a nice event where you're just like.
Ryan Gosling points it out.
He's got pee pants.
you hit the red carpet with that. Just like, boom.
Oh, I would. That's funny.
Done.
Anyways, yeah, I just had to share that.
Like I dropped a drink on bread at 4th of July, like purposely. purposely, like by mistake, I meant to like do it in front of it and it went all over and it looked like he peed. So I grabbed it and I put it on my pants too because I felt bad.
If peeing your pants is cool, then I'm Miles Davis. Yeah.
And Todd didn't want to feel left out, so he did it too.
That was sweet.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we're just being good friends, you know?
Yeah, if you got a stain, a big stain, own it. To point it out to the group. Usually they'll think it's funny. I'm not going to judge someone like for having a big stain if they don't acknowledge it.
Exactly.
Anyway,
but you made it out alive. By the way, we did a high episode with Tana and Brooke. If you guys want to go check it out, we're going to be posting that itch this week. It might be up by now.
Patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
All for $5 a month, baby.
I went to go see The Black Phone with Patricia the other day. Black Phone's that really scary movie with like Ethan Hawke, and it's about this kid who gets like abducted. It's awesome. Really spooky movie. We went to like the Cinemark in North Hollywood, and already like it's like 45 minutes into the movie, it's intense. Like the audience, everybody, it's just on edge. All of a sudden, the lights in the movie theater just turn on. Like, I'm not talking about like the side little like yellow lights. Like, it's like the emergency lights in a way. Like, it is bright. And everybody, I had never felt like that much like sense of fear, like amongst like a group of people contained in a room where we all felt like there was about to be like a shooting, like someone was going to come in. Cause already Black Phone, Ethan Hawke is this villain who has this scary mask and stuff. But we just thought that like this was going to happen. Yeah. I was so scared. My heart sunk.
I would have freaked out too. How that happened.
And then it like was like 1 or 2 minutes. And then finally like some guy got up and he like walked back and like, and apparently a wrong switch was just flicked on for the movie theater. Never in my life had that happen, but it was so spooky.
Like for like that emergency lights to go on.
Yeah.
Like in a movie like that. Yeah, that's kind of terrifying.
If it was Minions, I would have been like, oh, what? I don't know.
It's like being on a flight, right? And it's like middle of the night. Usually all the lights are off. Midway through flight, it just all just turns on. And you hear bing, bing. Like that would freak me the fuck out.
Oof.
Like what's going on?
Oh yeah, it shook me up, and it took me a while to like settle back into the movie. But oh my god,
did they rewind it at all?
No, they didn't. But I don't think we missed.
Can you even rewind that type because it's all on a?
I don't think.
Are they still doing it on film like that? Are they putting it on a roll?
SD card kind of a thing. That's what I would have been.
That's cool. No, it's just cool to think of a big SD card. Like I'm thinking like this bitch.
Like just sliding it in.
We needed that like 2 years ago for the podcast when we were filming on those movie cameras.
Yeah.
We used to film on movie cameras.
Remember when you guys were like mic'd up? Like we had wireless mics. Like we were doing the damn TED Talk.
Yeah. You know what I wish I was alive for? Going up to a DJ and giving him a CD.
Oh yeah.
People used to do that?
Wait, mm-hmm. Yeah, when you would want like
cassettes.
Yeah. That's how DJs like operated? Like you give them a CD? Like
yeah, if you were like at like a club or something and you just wanted like hear your song or hear, you just give them like a CD or something.
Wow.
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
But I think that would completely ruin their set though. Like the music would be off.
They have another headphone and they hear what they're about to listen to. Oh, and be like, that's good. And then they'll mix it
I'm just
in.
Thinking it's one CD player that's connected to the aux.
Yeah.
Not even thinking.
It's crazy like stereo systems. Like people used to spend so much money on a huge stereo system and speakers and stuff. And now we just have our phone and like a big Bluetooth speaker and that's it. But it used just to be sounds this amazing. Huge. Yeah. Like don't touch it, kids.
Like Aaron Paul and Breaking Bad when he bought that whole set.
Yeah.
Looked like it cost $20,000. But like that's how you played like loud music in your house back then.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call those like just TV entertainment centers? Like what do you call those like giant DJ speaker, just like, sound system.
Yeah.
the shake you just did. that was great.
Oh, yeah.
You like that, huh? I see he's hanging up.
Mom, I love when you shake your eyes because you're thinking.
Yo, we lost my family. Every year we do a big boat parade for 4th of July. And you remember, guys, I've been saying, because we won last year with ABBA, and I was really, really excited about it.
The story last year in this room.
We did Shrek, and I had been kind of telling you guys, I'm really excited we're doing Shrek.
Yeah.
We did it full force. It was awesome. We made the pontoon look like a swamp. We went and got trees and stuck it in and everything.
In the boat.
On the boat. Like, yeah.
Why? I feel like I didn't see a picture.
That reminds me, I guess, in high school when you would decorate floats for the parade.
Those
floats are expensive. You could tell. All made out of fucking flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
incredible.
We enter the contest. We go around. We're singing All Star, I'm a Believer, all of that. And man, we didn't fucking win.
Who won?
No, who won?
Yo, what do you want to think?
What do you? What do you guys think won? What do you think?
I don't know the answer.
Well, yeah, we don't know the. Which boat you think won?
We made like it look like this, like it was like a swamp kind of a thing.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Said Shrek on the front. What?
That was not what I expected. Let me see.
What? I think it looks cool.
No, not that it's bad. In my head, I pictured something so extreme.
I was pretty proud of it, but we lost. We lost to Legoland.
Oh my God, Patricia was the fairy godmother.
No, that's not Patricia.
Oh, who's that?
It's like one of my cousins, Megan.
Oh my God.
Patricia was...
Dating your cousin, I say.
Dude, you like your cousin, huh?
No, I just feel like that's what every redneck's pontoon boat looks like already. You know, it had like a lawn chair. You know,
that looked pretty good, though. You guys definitely put work into it.
What did Legoland look like?
I'll show you what Legoland looked like.
Oh, Legoland won?
Yes, Legoland won.
We'll put the pictures up, guys. Don't worry.
Did they take it down?
Oh, humble.
They didn't want to rub it in.
They're proud. Or, no, sorry. The opposite. Oh, they took it down. They're proud. Zane's brain is something else.
You don't have a group chat for this?
Yeah, you don't have like a shit talking on the winter boat?
Legoland.
Let me see.
Cute.
Wow. Now that's good.
I know.
That is good.
It was pretty cool.
Wow.
What does the winner get?
Wow. Look at the people too.
Oh, they get a Dickie's barbecue gift card for $50.
Oh.
And
all right.
You get your name on a plaque.
Dang, you're spending more money on the fucking on the competition than the fucking reward.
It's about the memories.
All right.
Okay. I'm still a little bitter about it.
All right, next year.
Sorry.
And it's funny because I feel like you post the same stories every year. When you do this every year, it's the same like angle, the same people, the same.
It's all tradition, man.
Yeah, I know. I don't have no tradition in my family.
We should enter the Red Bull Flugtag.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to those.
Wait, what is it?
We should have an unfiltered plane and just do it.
Wait, I have no idea what's going on.
Red Bull does it every year. You basically create your own airplane-looking thing, and you either drive it off or like run off the edge of this big giant dock thing and like try to go out as far as you can.
Anybody can do it?
There's like, I don't know how you go about entering it, but yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
And you try to see how far out you can get.
What in
but
the
they're all like
rascals?
Super random.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Hold on, wait, can we do that?
Yeah, I bet you have to enter like really early, and I bet you have to raise
like,
money
for
that. Charity too.
Oh, that's the bus is cool.
That looks dangerous. That's a magic school bus. Like shit. Like
we should do it as a balsa airplane Pope edition.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm down.
That would be cool.
Flaha.
How do you get faith. That shit out of the water though? Like
let's
after,
describe what we're seeing.
Okay, for people don't know, it's Red Bull has this big competition where you create your own like.
Yeah, good luck.
So this is a giant mosquito. with a guy riding it.
You're pretty much making these like.
These I can't believe you
floats
you
kind
floats
of
floats pretty much, and you're running it off like a ledge that's all sponsored by Red Bull into a lake. And I don't get it.
It's just fun.
It's just fun, and they have one where it's on like a road, like a really windy road, and they make them and they go down like like a bunch of barriers and stuff.
How far can any of these actually go, though? You know what I mean?
It's
so that's not the point. Is that it's just fun? It's not. There's the competition is not really that important.
Yeah,
like, who wins? Okay.
Do they still do like the race from Little Rascals?
Oh, like soap. Well,
like soapbox cars or whatever they're called.
They probably do somewhere.
So, yeah.
Do towns do that?
Yeah, in the Midwest, it's really big. Like in Ohio, it's a big soapbox town scene.
Again, that's something I thought I would have to deal with growing up. I thought that was something that was so prominent that everybody at some point in their life has to be a driver of a soapbox car.
What movie was that we all watched?
Miracle in Lane 2 with Frankie
Muniz.
Yes,
that's what we all
saw. And he's the disabled kid.
Yeah.
And then he has that like seizure, like
a
stroke.
That was a good movie.
Wow. Yeah,
movie. Miracle in Lane 2. It almost seems like it's a sequel, but it's not. It's like Jungle to Jungle. Like,
have any of you see Malcolm the Middle at all as a kid growing up?
Malcolm
the Middle?
The youngest brother, Dewey, went to my elementary school.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Dewey.
But Malcolm the Middle was great.
I think I recently saw Frankie Muniz on like something.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know why everybody says I don't remember anything. He's like
Steve-O's podcast.
Steve-O's podcast. He was talking about how like everybody thinks that I like got into this accident or something.
Or yeah, there's like this myth or I don't know, rumor that Frankie Muniz does not remember like filming Malcolm in the Middle. And I think he's like, no, it's just that I was so young. I don't remember like everything about it.
Yeah.
Like,
that's so crazy. Like, you don't remember, like, you could be filming so like something so popular and so long as a kid. And you just like, kind of like,
you don't remember every class you did all the lines of like a performance you did for something. Like, I don't know, when it's just routine, I bet.
I know. Like, looking back like at our college, I know, or our high school, I know we went there, but I don't remember like anything about the day to day of it. It's just like, yeah, that's where I went. I don't.
Yeah. Even college too. Like, yeah. I barely.
Like, going to BC, I don't remember anything. I don't.
Now imagine if somebody went missing one of those days, and then you have to think about what happened that day. That's like what the whole Serial podcast is about.
Oh,
with like Anand Syed.
Wow.
It's because all these people are like, I don't remember what I was doing that day.
Yeah. Like, I always think about that. Like, if a cop, where were you on the night of the second at 8 p.m.? How does anybody know?
No way.
I know. That's why you always.
I'll just be like, take me away.
Yeah.
Take me in.
Have you ever ended up in like the drunk tank?
No, never have.
What's that?
It's a drunk tank.
If you like get like super, super intoxicated in public, and you didn't like commit any crime or anything, you're just like severely
intoxicated.
They bring you into the drunk tank and you like stay there and sober up overnight at the jail.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's basically like, yeah, when you get arrested when you're drunk, they put you in like a drunk tank. Like, not like a tank.
What does it consist of?
No, it's just like a cell, usually with a bunch of people.
Oh, that's not fun.
Yeah.
If you're like obnoxious and like causing a scene like in downtown Fort Lauderdale or something, and you're like,
that'll sober you up like, real quick. You're sitting in that fucking cell. You're like, all right, I was just kidding. Guys, I'm not that drunk.
Have you?
No. Oh. I'm just curious what it is. I don't know what it looked like inside.
Mara, have you been arrested?
Which time?
Yeah, which time?
You look like, I feel like you're someone that have been like, had a bad life. Like, you've been arrested a couple times.
Really, Zane? Yeah, let's think about it.
Just a little bit.
You haven't?
Matt.
I multiple times could have been arrested.
Question. Right. Should you have been arrested?
Should you have been arrested? Eight times. Seven times.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I could have got arrested for.
Yeah, I was pretty bad. Yeah, you know what? I was like, not compared to other people in Florida, but I was like pretty rebellious.
It's great that we have all these body cams, but it's so embarrassing knowing that there's a full video of you out there getting arrested if you were to get arrested.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just being like, what? What's happening?
Do they save all that shit somewhere, or they just delete that shit after, like...
They have to keep it,
yeah.
Yeah. That's how, like, Gabby Petito, like, they were able to figure out, like, because she was on the body cam.
How big is her fucking drive?
Having
to fit all that shit?
Did you see the new journal that they just found?
You know, they released his, like, suicide note.
Yeah, his suicide note. It just came out like a couple days ago. I saw it.
Yeah, the Brian.
Or was it months before they just found it?
Found his body, everyone knew that there was a note, but they hadn't released it.
Right.
And then they finally released it. I read the whole thing.
But basically, he said that she injured herself.
Yes.
And that she asked him to kill her, to take her out of her misery.
Come on.
Basically, right?
Please. Yeah.
So because he loved her so much. He did that for her, but he couldn't deal with the fact that he did that, which is why he said he had to take his own.
He thought he can go out. He'd go out of this world.
With selfish, he should have given her a damn notepad and goes, well, then tell everybody this too. How about you get the final say? No.
Yeah.
You were so delusional. That pisses me off.
That's crazy.
That guy was so delusional down to like his final like message. Like, you couldn't have even at least been honest about what happened.
Yeah, at least be honest before.
Like, he died lying.
Died lying.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I was about to say something so dark.
What?
That would have just ruined the whole vibe of the room. You know what I mean?
Talk about how you would kill somebody?
No.
Just trying to watch out for red flags moving forward.
No, I'm good. There's nothing you have to be afraid of ever. I know that.
I know you have really like impulsive thoughts.
Impulsive thoughts, like something I would just do.
Not that you would do it or act on it, but
no, there'll be times where I'm driving and like somebody would be walking in front of me, right? And I'll just be like, wow, I could run over them right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's everybody though.
I
look at my feet and go, I could literally just move my foot over
and
completely ruin them.
Yeah.
But I would never, never, come on.
Ever.
I'll do it in a video game. I'll do it in Grand Theft Auto. I'll be running bitches all day. I was stealing cars and shit. That's fun.
I got a new tattoo.
I got a tattoo. I was trying to cover up my right thigh, but I ended up covering my left thigh because the middle of the tattoo wasn't able to cover the whole thing.
What was the original tattoo?
I'm always standing on this chair every episode.
Be careful. Oh, lovely.
How do you feel about
for the people on my name? For the people listening, it's like a very nice sunflower. But
he
did
a really good job.
It looks like a tattoo Harry Styles would have, you know? It's like a piece of art.
Is that a compliment?
Yes. No, it's like now, it looks like a rich guy.
Your
tattoo.
Mom has a sunflower.
Yes.
So you got a sunflower. Yeah, that's cute.
My mom has a tramp stamp of a sunflower on the back of her ass, and that's the only one she has, and I think it's hilarious. And sunflowers are her favorite flowers.
So to honor her tramp stamp.
Yeah, to honor that tramp
stamp. A lot of moms got tramp stamps. That was like a thing. Yeah. I feel like some moms like
I wonder if they were called tramp stamps back then. Like
no.
When
no.
It was called like after it. Like like a wife beater.
Mom, I'm not saying you're a tramp. But it's just a tramp stamp.
I wonder why that placement, like why was that the hot spot? Like right above the...
I think maybe...
Was it like low cut jeans back then to then show you had...
Yeah.
I feel like because it's the one place where usually the people, like your parents wouldn't see, but if you were out like at the pool and like...
You could lift up your shirt a bit.
Yeah.
And I feel like the tattoos that people would pick back there were very like...
Cliche?
Cliche. Like
like an emblem or like a heart that like goes
like
off.
Where you see like on a paragraph, like the...
Yeah.
What do you call that shit? The... What do you remember when we had the writing class and like you had the intro and then you do the thing on the side and then the body
It's like a bracket, but it's fancy.
A fancy bracket.
Yeah. Like a bracket in cursive.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck that was called.
I'm so glad I'm not 15 years older because I would 100% have a barbed wire band around my bicep.
Oh, yeah.
I would have gotten it.
Did you want it like when you were like in middle
school? No, but I know who I am. And if I was born in that time, I would have double sleeved up. Barbed wire.
You know what I wanted so bad back then? Like, and this was just in high school. I wanted like those tattoos where like the big eagle on the
chest.
Oh my God.
Because everybody in mosh pits always had.
I know. And they just look so good with it. But I just know if I had that now, I would regret it so bad. And it wouldn't even look good on me.
I feel like you would look good tatted up.
Yeah, you wouldn't look too bad with your like lifestyle that you have now.
Okay.
Everything worked out. But
want to get eagle tattoos?
Yeah.
I'm just
You know what's the new tramp stamp that everybody's gonna look at in like 10 years?
Oh,
is the
what
boob,
is it?
The under boob little
yes.
I agree.
Little thingy.
Oh, but if you have it, nothing wrong. Nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong. I think it's beautiful actually. Just not a fan of those.
It's pretty, but I have a feeling people are going to look back at it and be like...
That's the thing why I haven't got one, because I feel like my taste changes like every like 4 or 5 years of what I thought was cool. And then I'm like, oh no, I just feel like I would have got something that I thought like looked cool. And then I feel like I would hate it because I don't think it...
Kind of like our thigh tattoos.
Yeah. Do you regret yours?
No.
Good.
Where's all yours again?
I try to place some places where if my arms are down, they're hidden.
Okay.
So I have my right... wrist, like inner wrist, my right forearm and my left forearm.
Whoa.
And my right pinky.
The dot.
That's crazy. I never really noticed.
Yeah.
I never really noticed.
I like
those.
That you can't really see them, but they're there.
Ask me in a month if you have tattoos. I'll say, no, she has no tattoos.
Yeah. I know.
I'm really happy with my tattoo. I think it was a really good cover up. It was not what I wanted to cover up.
You know what I realized? My tattoo shrunk.
Oh, yeah.
My Louise tattoo.
Oh, his flower.
Oh, Matt, you're not going to believe this.
It's insane. I guess from
Heath has a tattoo
working out and stuff?
From the weight loss. Down?
Yeah.
Heath has a tattoo that says Louise in cursive. And if you live under a rock, Louise is nobody. He just wanted the name of a random girl. And it has a flower on it.
Okay. No, wait. Before you see that, Matt, look how big that tattoo was. Or the rose on his thigh.
Okay.
It covered the whole... Big.
Now, let me show. Oh, my gosh.
Like, the rose is tiny now.
It used to be, like, that fucking big.
It's really little.
Whoa.
The whole tattoo is little now.
It's still kind of cool. It still looks great.
Yeah, I would keep that
one.
Yeah,
it's really pretty.
Yeah, it is. It's well
really
done.
Gorgeous. Who the fuck's Luis?
What a time.
Can you hold it?
I'm coming. Wait up, y'all.
I'm coming, y'all.
Right, the lantern.
115.
Like in like a play where it's like a dark scene, like they're on like the
lantern,
corner of the stage.
The
going, they must be out here somewhere.
The cobwebs.
There it is. Ancient script of samsara.
So stupid.
They're coming. Hurry up.
You both are really good at that. Put you both in a play, the unfiltered play.
We'd be good prop comedians, like, Carrot Top, like how he has a bunch of different like random things.
Yeah.
That was the best on Whose Line is when they had the big, like, random props.
Yeah.
And they had to come up with something. Mm-hmm. I love
that. That was a great show. Is it? They don't air that anymore, right? Because no, it was just the four
I
of them?
I think they do. I think there's just
I think not it's on Paramount episodes. Plus. Or
oh, there's new people now.
No, yeah, there's not new episodes.
There's a new host. It's not Drew Carey.
It's a girl.
It's a girl.
Oh, wait. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it stopped.
I think only one of them is still on it.
I think Colin Mockery and the other guy, the tall guy, is still on it.
Such a classic.
Oh, you know what? I feel like I did see TikToks of the new ones. Mm-hmm. The two of them.
Such a brilliant
Imagine
show.
Being that funny just anywhere you go.
Anywhere. Oh you, like, any, every episode, it was just on the spot. You were amazing. And even the bad ones, even the bad bits were still.
Even Whose Line, though, some of the jokes they're making, I'm like, they've had that in their pocket.
Oh, really?
I think.
Oh, I thought, that's too I thought good. The whole point.
Some of it, I'm like... That's an old joke. If you've been doing improv for years, you got jokes for days.
But aren't they thrown those on the spot, like by people in the audience?
Yes, in a way. I don't know. Sometimes on Whose Line, I've been like, that was a little too clever. Like, yeah, they never fuck up. Like,
yeah. I wonder if they record sense. Like a long time and then they cut down to
that's
what.
That's what I'm thinking. That like sometimes like, there
might be
dubs,
stuff that doesn't work.
Yeah, but they do cut it out for.
That's true.
You can't just let people have something. That's like it's too good.
I think
it's
my dad real. Did that to me. My dad was always the one like, this is stage. Look at these people. Those are fake audience members over there. Like he was just like the Super Bowl. Like he's like, they're told to wave their arms. Like I'm just such a
Super
cynic.
Bowl.
You know what my dad does while watching movies? He'll critique things that like aren't possible. You know what I mean?
It's like, oh, that's CGI. Yeah, Dad, it's 2022. No,
or like just something that wouldn't be possible, like a car jump in something or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's not possible. And then we like really get hooked on the fact that, you know, they really should have done something more realistic. But I'm like, it's a fucking movie.
Yeah.
Like you're watching a movie, you
I
know?
Get, I get like that when I watch movies high, which is why I hate watching movies high. I yeah, critique everything. Where you, like, I know that they're actors and they're acting and this is all fake. It's the worst. Yeah. Worst experience.
I like watching movies with you, though.
Not when I'm high, though. I don't like...
We watched Bob's Burgers movie last night. We didn't finish it.
Yeah, that movie is great. Bro, the lines is nuts. It's not like any other thing.
You watch Bob's Burgers?
The cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've never watched it with like Linda? Like,
I know what it is, but I never watched it.
Oh, never watched like an episode or anything.
It's so funny.
How many times everyone gives it? You've never?
I think you would like it. It's very like kind of like your
humor. Oh, you would love it.
It's very up your alley.
Thank you. And it's very like clean, too. It's not like crude at all. It's like very... good, like it's all like lines.
Yeah, and it's much like side, like little like.
I actually really, I want to sit and watch Mariah watch an episode.
Yeah, you'd like it. Yeah. If she can handle it.
Yeah. I think it's a little too highbrow for Mariah. I love that term, too highbrow. I use it all highbrow. The time. Worse than you tell somebody. Yeah, too highbrow for you.
We watched a freaky movie though called Watcher. It was really intense.
Oh yeah.
It's about like this girl goes to Romania. She moves into an apartment with her boyfriend and she looks across the street and there's just a man staring at her out of a window constantly.
Very creepy.
And then there's a serial killer on the loose and she just gets paranoid. It's so good.
Mariah, you love horror movies, don't you?
She's like, knock on wood.
Every episode. You like horror movies, right?
What was the first, like, what movie did you see when you were a kid and it scared you? Like, you were frightened of it.
Snow White, the witch.
Snow White and the Huntsman? Oh, we're talking about Snow White.
No, like as a kid, the grandma witch. Like, not the pretty witch, when she turns into a that would give me nightmares. That was freaky.
Did you watch Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
I was just going to say the candy scene.
The child.
Yeah, the candy
snatcher.
Scene. Yeah.
Children, but lollipops, cherry pies, they're all free. And he had the long nose. He would seduce the kids with candy.
I've never seen that. Imagine the witches of East or whatever.
Dawn of the Dead scared the shit out of me watching that. I had to call my dad to come pick me up from that sleepover.
The one with Sean Penn or Sean Connery?
That's Shaun of the Dead.
You're thinking of Shaun of the Dead. Dawn of the Dead. The one where like the zombies were finally like running and they're eating people. We don't have to talk about.
No, I'm laughing. No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at like me fucking up on that line.
Shaun of. Why are they so
Isn't that
similar?
The one with Sean? No, that's Shaun of the Dead. No, I just thought it was really funny.
With Simon Pegg. That's the British one.
Simon
Pegg. He's like, we're going to go here, do this, and then get a pint at
the pub.
Sean Penn. Remember him in I Am Sam? With like, he was like mentally challenged.
No.
Can you do the thing?
We can talk about the Ace of Us.
That is terrible.
So was it a big disaster that Ace Family put on the Ace Fest? It was like Disneyland meets Coachella.
Yeah, so they hyped it up for like, what was it, months before like the release. And you know, in everybody's heads it's like, wow, they're probably gonna put a lot of money into this. Ace Fest is probably,
especially what they're charging. This is gonna be, because
what are they charging, like $300-$400?
They charged like $500 and they said there's free everything. Wow. They said there's free prizes, but the prizes were their old merch. Like it was like winter merch, like scarves, hats.
It's misprints. The logo's like,
Those were the free prizes. So, and there's no food, no free food. Or it was, he was like, oh, there's a video of him saying right here, the free parking, and everyone's showing their receipt that they got charged for parking. And
after paying $500. And wasn't there a place where you still had to pay for food? The only place that was available? Yeah. Oh, my God. And it was empty. The whole, it looked like a neighborhood carnival. They had like the Ferris wheel and the rides, but like nobody was like there. So everything just looked very empty. It just looked like it like ended, or like they're clearing it out the next day.
Who goes to, they have a lot of like family followers who like follow them.
I think that's why they did it, because like families come with their kids that like watch Ace Family.
Their poor kids. Yeah,
I think on his Instagram story, he was like, guys, I'm so excited. I'm gonna go check out the festival. They're working on it. I'm gonna give you guys a little preview. And then the next frame was like, guys, I was gonna show you a preview, but I just don't think it's there yet. You know, I'm a perfectionist. No. I like things to be amazing.
Stop. Look at that. Oh, Zane.
Oh, fuck. That's.
They should at least put down some turf or something. Made it look green. Yeah. Or like.
That's why I would never try to throw something like a convention or anything like that.
Did nobody learn from TanaCon?
Yeah. Like, come on. Come on.
The only thing like that's awesome is Tyler, the Creator's Festival Camp Flognaw is awesome. And it's like.
State. Is it like this? Like they have it in a parking lot and.
Yeah, it's at the Dodger Stadium parking lot. And there's like three stages where huge music acts are going on, and it's carnival themed. Like it's the, you know, those rent-a-carnivals, funnel cakes, all of that, but it's a great time.
And you can't fake that shit. Like these are just authentic in the moment shots.
Yeah, just people there.
Oh man.
And they got those like type of like decals on it. Yeah, the artwork on some of those carnival rides are just like girls in bikinis. And
yeah, what was that?
Oh, that's just a different time.
Is there anybody listening or watching right now that went to Ace Fest? Please let us know.
Yeah, share your experience.
We want to get you on a.
So what did the Ace? Call. Okay, what did click that image where it goes the Ace Fest Pass and the Ace VIP Pass right below? It's that. Yeah. So it counts as three tickets. You get access to Ace Fest noon to 10 p.m.
I would hope you get access to Ace Fest.
He goes, valued at $900. Scratch that and give it to
me. Oh, my God. You can't do that.
Three tickets, man. That is.
Oh, my God.
Free autograph poster for $500.
This one pass counts as five tickets.
Exclusive wedding gift. What is it? Two VIP pass members to join us at our wedding. I can't wait to see that wedding.
Exclusive wedding gift.
What in the world?
Their actual wedding. They're inviting people to their actual wedding.
Two VIP pass. They're picking two VIP. So two random people will win to go to their wedding.
I guess there was probably.
They're not married yet.
Oh, yeah. I thought they were married already.
How'd that house go down with them too? Why is there always like a scam that guy's getting involved with? You think you'd be like, this time I'm not going to fuck up.
Yeah.
I bet he's running with just like the wrong crowd.
Yeah. There's someone who's not running his business right, but I just don't think he's making very good decisions right now.
Yeah. I don't think he's really thinking that he keeps messing up. I really believe that he believes he's doing.
Like, I believe that he like really wanted to make a fun carnival day, but I just.
How the fuck are you going to charge $500
for families?
Charge people 50, just
that's
50.
That's more than Disney,
it's way more than Disney.
That's a lot, yeah.
Well, now that we just learned yesterday, or I just learned yesterday that Disneyland is like $250, $300 per ticket or something like that. You're going $200 over Disneyland? That shit is done
already. Yeah, but you have
already.
A chance to go to the wedding.
Do you even think they're going to pick two people for that wedding? I don't think that's
going to happen. Imagine you are the winner of that. How awkward would that be?
Like you got picked out of like 15 people.
And then attend his wedding. And then everybody there knows you're the
VIP contest winner.
Like I would feel so uncomfortable.
I would never. I would, if I won
being
that,
around
I would just
friends,
not even go.
That would be so strange.
I pray for them, man.
I don't know. It seems like
I'd be pretty depressed if I threw a carnival and nobody showed up.
Who's he fighting?
He's going to another, he's doing another fight.
That's what one of the thing is. You'll
the next fight.
Didn't he not pay like all those fighters?
Shit, I don't know.
Oh my goodness. We should come up with our own unfiltered.
You saw fight. Andrew Tate called out Jake Paul.
About what?
About what?
About doing a fight.
What do you mean? He like called he him wants out. To like fight he wants him.
He's like, put $3 million up. I'll put $3 million up. Let's fight. Winner takes all.
Damn.
And like I've never been more excited about the idea of two people fighting.
Did Andrew Tate used to fight?
I guess he used to do kickboxing.
He'll get it. No, I think Andrew Jake Paul will beat his ass.
No, I think he's just a big fighter.
How like alpha male type podcast person?
Is he a fighter though?
He used to do kickboxing, I guess.
Oh,
but
okay. So he did Taibo.
You remember the Taibo
the Taibo guy? Like, come on, yes. Let's do it. Taibo. You don't need anything, just your body and your kicking.
But why are you so excited? Do you like Sharon Tate?
Sharon Tate.
I mean, what's his name? Aaron Tate.
Andrew Tate.
Andrew.
I just think it'd be so funny.
Do you think Jake Paul's gonna fight? What's his face?
We gotta get names down.
the Irish one. How did I forget his name? Jesus.
Sean Christ. McGregor.
McGregor. Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
I keep seeing. I saw.
We are terrible.
I was watching ESPN and they were talking about how they might have a fight. I don't know.
Oh my god!
I heard
what's his name is what the, who's the other guy's name?
Mayweather wants to fight McGregor again.
I'm over McGregor. I'm done with that guy. It was cool. I'd love the hype. He didn't pull through. You're done. Go fight Jake Paul. I'd like to see it.
I'd love to see that.
But that's where you've like reached in terms of the totem pole of like you as being the most amazing fighter.
But if he wins, that's good. You know, if he says he can beat Jake Paul, then he should just do it.
Don't underestimate the Paul brothers. I think they're.
Oh no, I'm not underestimating them at all. I feel like they're fucking. They've been, especially Jack. I feel like that man's been training for the past 3 fucking years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he's secretly training and just showing people that. Oh, I don't know how to fight, and then he just fucking gets to the ring prepared. He's playing a smart baby. That's business right there. Should we have Jake Paul on the podcast? You think he'd do it?
Yeah, I
can scrape
so.
Up some money.
I'd go up to Jake Paul next time if we're at a party. I'll go up and go. Do you want to come on Unfiltered? I bet he'd say yes.
Yeah, let's see it.
He'd be like, who?
Unfiltered what?
Zane and Heath. David Dobrik. I don't know.
This is my fight.
You guys went to the hair doctor.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, we should have brought that up like 45 minutes ago.
So y'all went to the hair doctor.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we had an appointment together. It was Zane, myself, and Ilya.
Same guy that you saw last time?
No. Different guy.
So I'm getting another hair transplant, right? I'm going to get it in the future. And I was like, Heath, Ilya, I know you guys are interested. Why don't you come with me? We could do one all together. You know, as a group, that'd be fun.
Group transplant.
And that'd be fun if you did it in a circle and you're laying towards each other.
Yeah.
And the surgeon's going to be busy.
And the thing is that like what sucks about hair transplants is that you kind of look like shit for like a month. You know what I mean? So I was like, it'd be great if we all did it at the same time. We all look like shit together. You know,
that
was,
misery
me,
loves
trying to, that was me trying to pull him in so I don't look like shit by myself. But yeah, we went into the, we went to like a new doctor.
Yeah.
He was really sweet.
We all had individual appointments, but it was all together. So he took us into a room. He would draw on your scalp, show you where like the hairline would be and everything like that. Everybody went, and then I was the last one, and I'm super excited because I've been wanting to do this for a really long time. We walk in and he's like, yeah, you're the only one I'm not gonna do.
Why?
I recommend you don't do it. And I was like, what? I was like, I've been here for an hour and a half. Like what's wrong? And he was like, oh, your hair is just really thin and fine. And he was like, honestly, I just don't recommend it for you right now. It's not.
Oh.
But like, I feel like I've seen people with fine hair get hair transplants. So.
I think he was saying that he just doesn't recommend me to do it. He was like, wait till it gets worse. He's like, don't do it already, I guess.
What kind of method are they going to do this time?
Because the one at a time, not the strip.
No, I'm not doing the strip ever again. Oh. I actually shouldn't have done the strip the first time.
Okay.
That was a mistake.
So it's one at a time? But where do they take the hair from?
From the back of your head.
Okay.
All over.
Oh my
gosh. So the strip is like, the strip is cool, kind of cool, because they cut the hair off and then they sew it back so it doesn't look like you have any hair missing.
You know
what I mean? But when they pull your hair out, you see that you have some tiny, hair is missing, but it's like not missing. That noticeable.
But why don't just do the like the toupee thing where they just shave it and then just glue on a toupee? Those look amazing.
I think some people say it's like bad for your head to have that like just glued onto your head at all times. But he did say never
laser hair removal onto the beard.
Oh, he said that? Oh,
because you could use those hairs for hair
transplant. You can use this and put it up here on your head.
Oh, but
yours... They can take from your beard.
But yours would be different because the top of your hair is like straight and thin, and then your beard is coarse and thin.
Yeah, that would never work for... Imagine Heath with fucking a beard hair right here.
Oh my gosh.
That would look crazy.
That'd be pretty bad.
I don't even think I can use mine either. Like, feel mine? Mine's like pretty coarse. I maybe up here.
Similar.
Yeah, underneath.
But that'll look funny though. If I go like this, you'll see that it's a bunch of curly hairs in the middle.
Yeah, you can take hair from anywhere.
Yeah.
Because I was talking about doing like an eyebrow transplant. I was like, could you fill my eyebrows in? He was like, yeah, honestly, I do it all the time. And he was like, the only bad thing is you'll have to keep cutting it. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, if I take from your head, it's going to grow like your normal hair. So I would have literally, imagine me with these crazy? Beautiful. Like,
that's fun.
Just growing them out. Just like.
That you could take from your beard.
I could use some nice little thick.
Yeah.
That's funny. Could you imagine?
But that would be.
And
imagine
he would not.
That's
he would
thing.
Not keep up with it.
Yeah, oh, no.
Them shits would be.
You'd be like.
But yeah, you could take from all over your body.
Straighten them shits out. I'll get a little perm.
He goes on like a red carpet and just like it's one of those like flash, like a lot of light. It's just like really dark on the corners. Like you could.
You could like curl it, you know, like do. Yeah. Little, that'd be fun.
It would be your arm hair?
It would be like Hunger Games, like Stanley Tucci.
Oh, shit. Raya, good thinking. That's not a lot, though. It's probably like a total of like 100.
Yeah, but picture it on your head.
It's armpit hair is actually pretty good.
I don't feel like armpit hair grows as fast as like facial hair, though. Like your armpit hair kind of stays. When do you ever trim that, or do you ever feel like it's growing
no,
fast?
It just stops at a length.
Yeah.
A hair doctor was telling us that one time he got a lady that requested her vagina hair. Mm-hmm. On her, where was it?
Zane.
Vagina hair. She requested her vagina hair.
It's her pubic hair.
on her what? Because you keep pointing at
on
your
her
face.
Face. On her face. Where? She wanted it on her face. Like I think it was her eyebrows or something.
It has to what be
was
her it? Eyebrows. I don't know anywhere else.
She just wanted it. Oh, but what's weird is
on
he said
on her face, like maybe her eyebrows.
Sorry, I was still held up by vagina hair.
But he
bed.
Did say he can put hair anywhere and it'll grow. Like he's like. If you wanted, you could do hair on your nose
anywhere. What
or like grow it wherever you want. He's like, as long as you put the hole and then drop the hair into it.
It's insane.
But yeah, he said he went, he started doing it and he's like, I can't do this. And then he stopped. Oh, and then there was another girl that ended up doing like laser hair removal of her pubic region.
Uh-huh.
And I guess... broke up with her boyfriend that like he wanted her to get it and so she did it, so then they broke up and she was all pissed off and now she doesn't have any hair down there anymore, so she was like
she did not want it back,
screw this. So she went to this doctor and was like, I want a landing strip. So she got a hair transplant of a landing strip.
That is, I mean,
unbelievable. Like,
this doctor, man, talk about confidentiality agreements. He's like, you want to hear this?
That's crazy. That is wild.
But I don't think it's that bad. Is that like confidential?
I think he's a cosmetic. It's like cosmetic. I don't think he's like a true medical doctor. So I think he has some flex. Maybe.
Got it.
I mean, there's no person attached to it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's fine. That's honestly, that's some shit I would do. If I would put my pews back.
Can we bring on, actually, I would love to do this with the friend group, the Hollywood medium. I really want to meet him.
A medium? A psychic?
Hold on, who do you want to meet that's dead?
The Hollywood medium.
Oh, he's like you want to meet the medium.
He's like a famous person that does it?
He's a medium, so he can connect with people who have passed, but also he can tell you about your future, health, whatever you want to know, and he really, really, really is spot on. Like, he has his own show, and he'll go to different celebrities. That's like, he's done the Kardashians, like, but the producers don't tell him whose house he's going to. He just knocks on the door and then he's only like 20 years old. So the door opens and it's like Kris Jenner. And he's like, oh my God.
That's
and he's
cool.
Because like, he can't know anything about
them. Wow. Okay.
And the stuff that he says is so random. Like, of course I'll tell you about like Kris Jenner. He channeled, Robert Kardashian, who passed, her husband. And, but he also, so he was saying, he was like, of course people are going to expect like Robert Kardashian to come through, of course. So he brings up other things that are so random that don't matter, but he brought up how she wants to like change out the windows in her house. And she was like, I just decided that yesterday. Like, I didn't tell anybody weird. About that. So little things like that, that are silly,
yeah.
but he throws it in so that people really believe. And she's just like, and she like freaked out.
Okay,
but
let's do it.
I'm interested that you like that. Like you're interested in that.
Yeah, I love that stuff. Mm. Long Island Medium, yeah.
Long Island Medium.
I just don't want him to tell me something that's just going to haunt my mind forever. I'm like, ever since that medium told me that.
No, he tells you what you, like he'll ask you, what do you want? He goes, do you want to know about your personal life? Do you want to know about people that have passed? Do you want to know? And you tell him.
If, oh, cool.
That's he won't cool. just like tap into anything. He'll like, if you're like, what about my health? What about my family?
Tyler Henry?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, he just got them fresh veneers. He making money, cuh.
That would be so fun. I mean, I would love to have Teresa Caputo, the Long Island so Medium.
How would you want to do it? Would you want to bring him on the podcast, or would you want to do this off the podcast and then talk about it?
I feel like off the podcast, but I would want it with all the friends because yeah. I know everybody like has somebody that maybe they would want to come through or future plans. You know,
yeah.
stuff like that.
Is this something where you you have him with everybody and everybody shares, or he does like personal one? Like
you can do whatever you want. You can have. Got a group,
we should do
group.
Just the four of us.
Yeah, I would say just do the four of us.
I wonder how expensive he is now that he's really popular.
I would invest in it. I think it's.
I'd invest in it too. I think that'd be really exciting. Cool. It's like a whole episode.
I don't know if I would do it in this room.
Well, not in this room. We could just talk about it or go there. Yeah, I would maybe even meet up with him.
He does the house calls, so he comes to you.
Would you want him to do all of us like in our houses, in our own houses, or just all together?
All together.
More fun together. So like you can see it. You know, it's hard to be like, oh, and then he said this and then he said this.
You're right. Everybody will remember.
Everybody being there. Yeah,
exactly. Okay. I love that. I love that idea. Let's do it.
I don't know who I want to talk to though. I think I do know of somebody.
Save it.
I know. I don't want to say it because like he will research this and be watching this conversation before he comes over. I know.
And who knows? Maybe he'll reach out. Tyler Henry.
Hey.
All right, perfect. So now we know what we're going
to
do.
We should try to get it, yes.
Let's just try to do it in the next episode, like after next one, because we have a guest.
Who can we reach out to get him?
Well, now that the Instagram verification thing has its own thing.
Just all of us DM and see who he latches.
All right.
Are we all done?
We're all done.
Everybody got everything they needed to get out on this episode? Very good. All right. Well, thank you again for tuning into another Zane Heath Unfiltered episode. You can check out our coffee, Kuromoto.com. It's a new site now. We have all new products. We got the tumblers. We got the mugs. We got the new coffee bags. So make sure to check that out. We also have
our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We post a bonus episode every single month, and it's a high episode. We have different guests. We have Tana and Brooke on. The latest episodes, make sure to check that out. We do live Q&As every month. We do early access to the podcast. You see it a couple days early, ad free. We have a bunch of behind the scenes stuff on there. So make sure to check that out. Patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
All right, cool. Hope y'all have a lovely motherfucking day and God bless.
God bless. We'll see you next week. God bless you, baby. Mwah.